Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Stillwater County sheep rancher Sarah Hollenbeck from now until lambing. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, sheep-wise, it's been super busy at the Hollenbeck Ranch.
Kind of coming into Thanksgiving, everybody kind of shut down and nobody really wanted any lambs. Well, then we come out at Thanksgiving and I had all kinds of phone calls. People wanted to buy lambs and I had a bunch on feed. So normally I keep a bunch of lambs through the first of the year, but I'm probably only half my normal inventory right now.
That's Sarah's husband, Henry. He says this week's run on lamb likely has to do with both the good and the bad facing farmers right now. The good is the abundance of feed, corn mostly, from this summer's bumper harvest. The bad is the crummy market, a result of traders very much in limbo because of recent trade disruptions.
Everybody's kind of done harvesting. They're looking at converting feed into pounds, which is gain. And that's how they make their money on their feed, is by putting their feed through an animal.
The demand also has to do with Easter. On Christmas Eve, most of us are thinking Santa, stockings, and just plain surviving the holiday season. But sheep ranchers are already on to bunnies, baskets, and who's going to buy their Easter lambs.
The Christmas lambs are already kind of decided. They're fat right now. And these lambs that we're feeding right now is helping the farmer out because he's got all this feed that he just got done harvesting, maybe can't sell it, so he wants to feed it. And then plus we're expecting a spike in the fat market going into Easter.
The fat market's the market for finished lambs. Those lambs have been on feed, corn usually, for up to 100 days and weigh up to about 165 pounds. Sometimes they get fed longer than that, but then the meat packers worry the lambs will be what Henry calls overdone.
Too fleshy.
And will be discounted.
You actually get layers of back fat. It costs the feeder money to put that fat on. And then the packer, once he has the lamb hanging there, then he's got to strip all the fat off. So it costs money to put the fat on, and then it costs money throwing the fat in the garbage. Yeah, 145 to 165 is kind of where you want to be. I'm backgrounding them, getting ready for the feeder. So I bring them off the ranches, and I'll feed them for, you know, anywhere from 20 days to 35 days, 40 days. And I take them from like a 75-pound lamb to a 95 or 105. I kind of like to try to for sure get rid of them by 110 to 115 pounds.
Why is that?
Just because you change a big market and the feed ration changes a bunch. I mean, you got a high energy feed ration when you get there to try to push them and get them ready for slaughter.
What car sales people do with their vehicles, retailers do with their jeans, and Henry does with his lambs. Manages inventory constantly and in ways super specific to the industry.
They ask what I got on hand for inventory, and so I just kind of tell them rough weights and then give them prices, and then they say, we want to do that. So then I start going through the feedlot and sorting. The feeders are real interested in lighter the better. They'll pay a lot more money for a light lamb because they can use up way more of their feet and stretch them out to hit Easter. Well, we really want your light lambs. And I say, well, if you really want the light lambs, you got to maybe take some of the heavy lambs too, you know, and so I can work my inventory the way I need it to work.
Inventory management, controlling, overseeing, ordering, and storing stock is something of a learned art in the sheep business. And like everything in agriculture, it's a gamble.
You really don't know until everything's gone, you know, financially, whether it works or not.
Next week, Henry gets ready to sort his pregnant ewes for a New Year's sale.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. Theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.